Hey everybody. Something I think that just doesn't get talked about enough because it's unpopular and it's simply not sexy is doing the work. And by doing the work, I don't mean putting the work in to have a great body or going to therapy or eating well and taking beautiful pictures of the healthy food that you make. It's not about sleep or making everything Instagrammable and braggable. What I'm talking about with the work is learning how to actually do good work. We're going to spend so many hours of our lives working. From our 20s, all the way through our 60s, maybe even our 70s, our 80s, if life takes us that far. And if that's what we decide to do. And this amount of time that we spend doing the work and working, making a living, investing into the world, investing our time into something, it's something that I think gets overlooked. We often keep work in the workspace, and we don't bring it to our friends. We don't bring it to the people close to us. We don't talk about the actual strategies, techniques, the way that we do our work. It seems like this such private thing. It's very rare for us to actually engage, at least in my experience, I should say. I should own that. And my experience is very rare to sit with others in their 20s who really talk about the details of doing the work and being able to sit down and make the work happen. And this isn't a surprise. I mean, when we take a step back to look at the way that we talk to each other in college, what we talked about, how we talked about it, it was very rare for someone to sit down and say, hey, how do you study? How do you spend your time studying? How do you spend your time preparing for class? How do you spend your time preparing for an exam? Conversations among friends, it's not where it goes unless you're a nerd. And perhaps it's because of that stigma, that nerd stigma, that talking about the actual work that you do, the quality of the actual work that you do in your life, how you do it well, the ways that you can do your work well, it doesn't feel right for a lot of people. It doesn't seem cool. It's not sexy, as I said at the outset. But when you think about the broader scope of our life, what matters? Well, that matters. Year after year after year, decade after decade, there we are, working. 5+ days a week. And the way that we do that work, and how much we invest into the way that we do that work, how much we think about it, how much we reflect on it, how much we try to make the most of the way we do that work, that matters. And that will matter for yourself, your family, and for the workplace that you're investing yourself into. Being able to give yourself and give the highest quality of yourself to your work when it's time to work, that, at least for me, is something that shows true maturity and responsibility. Nowadays, with so much ease of distraction, so much ease of drawing your attention elsewhere, so much ease of spending your time in different ways, so much ease of caring about so many other things, slowing down and thinking about the way that you do the work, the way you support yourself to do the work, the way that you set yourself up to do the work, it It makes a difference, and it makes a big difference. How many of us talk to our friends about how useful it would be if when we sat down to work, we put our phone in a different room and we got to work and did the tasks that we set out for ourselves and the ways that we decide on the tasks that we do and how we go about those tasks and the quality of the attention that we give to the tasks that we're taking on? How many of us spend that time reflecting on it for ourselves, asking ourselves, how am I spending my time? And when I do my work, how am I doing it? How might I be able to get more out of my attention? How might I be able to be more efficient in the work that I do, the way that I spend my time? How might I be able to prevent things from falling off my plate? How can I create a system that allows me to make sure that I get everything done that I need to, and that those recurring tasks that I have also get done, that those don't slip off? Those conversations, focusing on those things and learning how to do those things well, it matters. Being able to step back and say, hey, what skills do I not have yet? Where if I had them, the quality of my work would be much, much better. My productivity would be better. And the level of my work and how valued it would be would jump. How can you come to identify those things and then be able to act on them? Say, what is it that I need to do? How can I go about learning this? How can I go about building skills? That's what I want us to have more conversations about, because when we take that time to really do it and act upon that over the course of a year, 2, 3 years even, and really invest ourselves into that and that way of living and that way of doing work, the dividends that it pays are significant. When we become more skilled, when we become more productive and more efficient and more effective in the things that we do, when we're able to identify a goal and achieve it with the skills that we have, that's attractive to other people. Other people want that. And that ability is broadly applicable. That ability is marketable. That ability is something that we can take out into the world to different employers. We can take it to different people who need teams to make their visions happen. If they can look at you and see someone who's able to do that, someone who's able to make it happen, the more that they're going to want you to come in and work with them. And then when you make it happen for them, and when you put in that work, you'll one, probably not succeed perfectly and get to learn a lot of lessons along the way and improve on that journey if you have the desire to do so. And second, you'll be rewarded. The more skills that we have in the current system, the current economic system in which we inhabit, the more skills we have, the more qualities we have, the more that we can contribute, is the more that we will be compensated. Of course, there are other extraneous factors that make it easier or harder to do this. But generally, that is the rule. And if we can look at the system like that, we can identify exactly how we can improve and the ways that we can grow to become more valued. And when we become more valued and we receive more compensation for the things that we do, we are able to take a step back and have more freedom. We're able to feel more in control, have more autonomy over the way that we live our lives. And of course, with more autonomy comes more responsibility. But also, that additional freedom gives much more security and peace of mind. And to put all of that aside, the actual life experience of deeply engaging in something meaningful and something that you have come to construct as meaningful inside of your own mind. If you can do that, spend the time in that way. If you can engage and really engage. Put all the distractions aside and get into a flow state. Get into doing that thing that you're doing. Overcome the hump, that first little barrier, that first little hump of resistance. Get over the hurdle. And after you do, the experience of engaging deeply in something, that experience itself is one of the best things that we can get as human beings. To be immersed, to engage, to be in it. That's something that we should strive for. That's something that we should prioritize being able to do in the things that we do. Be present and engage. Be in it, in the work that you do, in your life, outside of work, in all of it. Be intentional. Say, hey, how am I going to spend my time? What's the quality of my time going to be? How am I going to set myself up to have high quality experiences? And work is no different. How am I going to set myself up so that I can work in a high quality way and I can give my best in the time that I'm working and set myself up to be someone who provides value, someone who is wanted and valued by others? The benefits are vast, as I've talked about here, and I wanted to just take time to highlight just how important this is and to also recognize how little we talk about it, because I think it would be really useful if we spoke about it more, especially with our friends and the people close to us and the people we care about. If we can learn and build skills and innovate, it can make a real difference for us and for the people with whom we share our lives. So I'll pause there and let that sink in, and I'll thank you for taking the time to listen. As always, much love in the meantime. Take care. Cheers.